That's too easy.
You never heard of me? Fucking stupid.
Take the hottest sports topics, dissect them, correct them, and bring them to you from our perspective. I'm Jamie, and along with me is Tobias, Tyreek, Malin, and Jalen. What's up?
What up, man?
Enthusiasm on 10.
Hey, what's y'all biggest flex when we get started?
Y'all
biggest flex?
Everybody's
Whoa,
biggest
wait, flex. Wait, say that again, Jalen.
Y'all.
He be for real. Like, be for
first
real.
Off, that was a, you know what? Ignore him. Thank you. Thank you, Jalen.
My biggest flex is my health. Right after that is my wealth.
Oh.
Third is y'all.
Amen.
I'm gonna say it again.
Your health, your wealth, and then us.
Yes.
I'm keep that same order going.
That's a bad top three. You too, man.
My biggest.
What you mean bad top? What's your top
three? Advice?
My biggest flex is my physique.
Goodbye. It's time.
Topic one. Hey, that was funny, bro. that was a funny thing you ever see.
Confidence, baby.
That is hilarious, actually.
I'm sorry I'm not fat like you guys.
Stand up and show everybody.
Who's fat?
Ooh.
Jamie, what's your biggest flex?
Yeah, what's your biggest flex?
Okay.
Confidence.
I don't
your confidence
have
that.
I don't
you
have
that. You can't tell somebody what theirs is.
Jamie, what is your biggest flex?
I don't have one.
Probably me.
You a daggum doctor.
Mm.
Yes.
Elijah and your profession.
Jamie, you need a care package or something?
Yeah.
All right. We got you.
One of them starter packs.
I got to see my team win the Super Bowl in person, and I got paid a lot of money to see my team win the Super Bowl in person.
That's a good answer.
Yeah,
I've been to the finals of every major sporting event except for basketball.
You've been to the World Series?
Yeah.
Everybody here has.
And it was the Rays. And it was in COVID, so it was in a neutral site. What?
Everybody here has seen a team win the Super Bowl, right? Oh, wait.
But have you seen it in person at the game?
Ooh. Have you seen
We were supposed to be teaming up on Malin there, but, you know, you want to go at all of us for that.
You wanted me to flex.
If you won a Super Bowl within the last 12 years, raise your hand.
Okay. Here you go.
Oddly specific.
The last 12?
It used to be a decade. I was hoping we were going to get one before the decade ended, but...
You push it.
Can I raise my hand since we've been?
No.
We went in the last 12 years. Tobias didn't even win.
That means you're in the same category as the Bengals right now. And the Bengals are boo-boo.
Right now, at the moment, I'll take that.
Loser mentality.
No, it's not, because guess what the Bengals been doing since they went to the Super Bowl?
What?
Back in the playoffs.
Luke.
Except this past year.
Loser mentality.
Since right. The team who was just so okay with being the okay. Best in the division can't get over the hump no more.
What? I was distraught. I was sitting in my room for 30 minutes and didn't say a word to nobody.
Exactly. And y'all cool with doing that every year. See, at least me, I know.
I'm upset. I expect more from us. You expect just to make the playoffs and be happy with that.
Oh, that's what we're doing today?
At this point in time,
I am.
When you got a good infrastructure and you reached a certain level where you're used to that level, you want to get to the next one. So I understand you at a lower level right now. So when you start getting to that level consistently, then you want to move up. So
what happens when you get to this certain level and then don't go nowhere else?
You still fighting for that next level.
You always fighting. It's looking like y'all coasting.
Nah, it's an up and down. It's a roller coaster.
right. Well, let's go into the topics here. We need two. What's first topic?
All right. Were we right about Caitlin Clark and women?
Who was we?
Not me.
Hey, I was just looking at her face. I know she did not mess with this.
Yeah, were you right, Jamie? Dang.
No, I'm so tired of talking about this girl. I'm talking about this girl.
You're one of them. You are
don't
one
care.
Of them.
I'm tired of talking about
you're pointing at you are one of them.
You're one of them.
All right, all right. Wait, real quick, before even getting to Caitlin Clark, this is a specific question for Jamie. Why is it that whenever something is hyped up or talked about a lot in the media, you go 0 to 100? I hate them. I don't want to see nothing else about
them. I don't know.
This goes back to Colorado. This goes back probably even longer that we just ain't talked about it.
Because this goes back to even my music taste. I don't care if something is over.
I was about to ask you who your favorite artist.
I have never watched Star Wars. The Taylor Swift hype pisses me off in general. I've never seen it. I refuse. Not Taylor Swift, Star Wars. Frozen, it took me the longest time to watch it because everybody was Frozen. It's annoying. I'm tired of it. I'm also just tired of us talking about Caitlin Clark. It's not even her in the media. We just be talking about the same topic with a second little spin on it every week.
This only the
I'm
second topic.
I'm over this girl.
It's only the second topic.
That's lying.
Man.
We've only had like
four. Oh, please go back. And every time y'all say Caitlin Clark, I want somebody to take a and see how long it takes you to get.
All right, Jamie. Anyways. Kennedy Carter.
I don't know what these comments are, actually.
What she said was, I was trying to look it up because I don't remember exactly what she said. But she started going off about something like Caitlin Clark. What did she say?
She said, all because she said, I don't know what the big hype about Caitlin Clark is. All she can do is shoot threes.
Oh,
that was it. And also, when she went after she like did the shove and everything. By the way, me and my boy Jay watched that live too. So look at that. Yeah. What are y'all doing? Not watching women's basketball. First support.
I could care less about watching women's basketball. That's your flex, I guess, that you watch women's basketball.
We know, Damien. We know. But anyways, after we saw Kennedy Clark push the girl and everything.
Kennedy Carter.
Kennedy Carter. Thank you. After she came in the media and basically she's like, I don't want to answer no more Caitlin Clark questions and stuff. And then she commented on the post and said that. So that's the context behind it.
Yeah. So
see Angel Reese's comments.
Yeah, I think her comments were taken out of context a little bit. Angel Reese was like, basically she was kind of saying Caitlin's not the only one that's moving women's basketball or something like that. But she had other stuff that didn't make it seem as bad as just the thumbnail. But the one thing I did not like about what Angel Reese did was like when Kennedy Carter hit Caitlin or knocked her over or whatever, she stood up and started clapping.
On the sidelines, pointing it out. I saw it.
And stuff. And I just think like I'm all for like competition, but like when it comes to like it's just jealousy at this
point. It is. At the end of the day, that's all it is.
Because it's like, because now everybody talk, now they're all starting to actually say, like, they're actually starting to say how they feel, which is the going off, she's not the only one doing this and blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah.
You can be competitive, but that was not a hit that actually needed to occur in the game at all. That was not a play.
And she had her back turned, so you ain't the dog that you claiming to be. Because if you her, you would have did it in her face. You would have pushed her chest to chest.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he took a dirty little hit and then couldn't even.
Oh, and then didn't want to answer a question about it. Like, come on, like that. That
was
to the question then. Back to our take that we had a couple weeks ago. Are we right about how women feel about?
I don't think this is relevant because these are players, not just the run of the mill women. So I don't think
that's what the topic. Well, that when I was talking, that's what I was talking about. The women players, not necessarily fans. Fans don't matter to nothing.
I ain't gonna say they don't matter.
People have beef more with the media and the fans than they do Caitlin Clark, and that's the whole issue with it.
Like, and that's
Caitlin
why Clark the fans matter because
she's doing anything.
Like, you got to remember the discourse.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about it. And like, I mean, because, like, I mean, you if you watch that whole replay and stuff, you know, they're out there competing stuff, but, like, it's one thing to have that hard foul. And it just seems like over the course that she's been targeted. And I get, like, you're a rookie and, like, you know, they're comparing, like, they said they did this to Jordan whenever he came out. He was averaging 28 and everything. So we get that. But, like, now it seems like more of a targeted thing. And then there's a jealousy thing that Reek is talking about and everything. It's a whole bunch of stuff in one. So,
I said last episode.
I tweeted this too, and then the next day Matt Barnes said the same thing. It's like, where are her teammates at?
Yeah. What are they doing?
If anybody should have her back, it'd be like, it'd be her teammates. They'll even what's the girl on her team? Boston?
Leah Boston.
She's done a little bit.
But even that place, you'd be scrapping after that. Yeah, specifically, she was right there and she didn't do anything.
They all stood there. She should have pushed the girl or something.
I
heard something and I kind of agree, but at the same time, if you teammates with somebody, it shouldn't be like this. But Monica McNutt, she said, she was like, if you're not a dog, like you don't have that type of scrapping mentality, it's hard to just turn it on just because like something happens to somebody else and not you. You know what I mean?
We all play sports, bro.
I said that's why if you teammates, it shouldn't be like that. But I see what she means because I've been on teams with people who they don't care. They're not acting like that, like whatsoever.
but sometimes they don't even have to be that though.
It's different personalities. And like I'm not making an excuse for Leah. I think, like I said, I think she should have.
Nobody told her to go fight her.
One game for that by helping her teammate. Sometimes they don't even go help her up.
Like
exactly. I was about to say, it looks like they need Indiana Fever needs a better supporting cast around Caitlin Clark. Now, I'm not even talking about just the scrappiness. I'm talking about every aspect. They need a better supporting cast around her. Like,
well, they were the number one pick. They're sorry.
Yeah. They're number one pick for a reason. And I think
the coach is allowing them to not be there for a teammate. If I was a coach, I'd be like, in the locker room, like when stuff like that happens, you don't need to stick up for your teammate.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know why that's like not a thing. It just seems weird. I think it's getting more to like an emotional thing too, rather than competitive.
You're hating, bro. It's just hating. Yeah,
like
back to the Angel Reese thing. Like she been hating for so long, and I hate to say it like that because I'm a fan of her, but it's like yes, the whole rookie class is contributing to the growth of the game, but like we know who's selling the tickets, who's selling out arenas. It's kind of like if Carmelo, when he got drafted with LeBron, was doing all that complaining. No, Melo, he did what he did, and he made a name for himself all these years later. Is he the greatest of all time? No, but he still made a name for himself. All injuries got to do is keep her head down and work hard and get her stats up, for one, because she be shooting.
I was about to say,
her layups.
Her persona is way bigger than her game.
It is. That's what's her persona is carrying her more than her game.
Oh,
and
for sure.
Leagues, if you're like good players will tell you that they're good. Great players, you're gonna talk about how good they are. Huh?
So you can argue that Brink is playing better than Reese right now.
Yeah, like Brink is making a more of an impact than Reese right now.
I don't think so. But
I said argue.
I don't think she is. But I agree with the sentiment of her persona is more than her game. It's keeping her alive. I mean, like I was telling Tobias the other day, I don't even follow injuries, but every other post I see on my social media is be a picture of her.
Yeah. I see Angel Reese.
And not basketball pictures. I'm talking about like her modeling pictures.
Yeah. See Brink, Angel Reese, see Clark, and you'll see Asia Wilson too. A lot too.
Well, she's the best player in the league.
Yeah, she's the best player in the league right now. So you see a lot of her.
But. Yeah, it's just been going on. But it's just, I don't know why it's getting that way. Like it's, I mean, to be fair, in the long run, like in the WNBA's eyes, it's getting a little even more attention, I think, because of stuff like this. But in the short term for WNBA is good. But I feel like in the long term, it's not going to end up being good, especially if Caitlin Clark or any of the other stars that come out, like if a Juju or somebody else come out and they start doing this and they start getting hurt or something crazy like that, it's going to be bad for them.
I mean, I don't
think you're talking about like for them from them like being physical with them.
Doing like dirty plays, not necessarily not physical, but not like not physical in the game, but like dirty plays like that, hitting her from behind,
yeah,
when the ball's not even in play and stuff like that.
Yeah, I see what you mean, but at the same time, that kind of happens. I'm sure it's happened more than once. We ain't seen about it. The only reason we even talking about it is because it happened to Caitlin. If it happened to Kate Martin, it wouldn't be all over social media the same. Like if it was the same play. So
I mean, context.
Exactly. That's why they need to protect her.
You can't do that though.
The only reason we talk about him anyway. We don't know. Yeah. Ain't nobody know who Kennedy Carter was.
Exactly.
But that's what I'm saying though. But like at the same time, we can't protect her because like the WNBA can't protect her because that's gonna paint an even bigger target on her back.
She gotta go through the tough road,
even though it's more of hazing than a tough role like this.
If you're in the game and it's happening, it makes sense. But it shouldn't be happening when the game is not being played.
Yeah. You should leave it on the court.
Kennedy Carter play is kind of an outlier because she ain't got hit like that before that point. She'd be getting knocked down and stuff, but injuries be getting knocked down too. Like crazy happened.
Yeah.
That's kind of an outlier though.
I think we've been all right with the end game plays. Like we're not talking about those. But when we talked about they're being guarded harder than everybody else, but we okay with it.
Yeah, you're supposed to get guarded harder. Yeah, exactly.
In the most part, but like when something like this happens, it'd be like, and then it didn't help that she didn't, like you said, didn't do the interview and then went on Twitter and started tweeting all this stuff.
Yeah, that made it worse. Her going on Twitter, you should have just stayed quiet.
That was straight emotion.
Yeah,
because that you're not still mad or whatever she did because Caitlin Carter be talking trash apparently that's what they be saying, but
nah,
like
she do.
You don't
that's
go
fine home. Like don't yeah. Like that doesn't deserve to be it though. Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
We've all hooped. I don't know about y'all, but like I've been in some like really really tense games, but like it just never went there. Like people might scuffle or something, push each other, whoop de whoop, but like it's a mutual thing. Like she wasn't doing anything. Like she was literally standing there.
Yeah,
I'm talking about back turn. That's what got me. That her back was turned.
The play was over. The play was literally over. Like she was just trying to inbound the ball. There was no need at all. No.
Then she come out and talk about some. Hey,
yeah, exactly. Like,
there was like come on.
No reason to do it.
Nah, if Caitlin Clark was real and she knew the power she had, she'd get up and fight and get suspended. Exactly. And then the WNBA gonna see how much
they need her
drop.
Now that's. That's smart.
How much them ticket sales and them views gonna drop if she not playing in them games?
I kind of want to see if she bought it. You saw how she got in the other girl face. I just want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see if she got it in.
Well, then we probably can move it on.
All right.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Let's hear y'all's NBA finals predictions.
Mavs and six.
You gotta do like Shannon said. You gotta make a whole rhyming thing out of it.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. Do it. Come on, Maylin. I know you got it.
Luka Doncic, the Mavs in six. There you go.
Oh, that's not what he meant at all.
I made a rhyme and we're done.
It means you did make a rhyme.
What's the rest of y'all predict?
I don't care if it's Tatum, Hayden. Blame him, fade him, Mavs or six.
The funniest one was he said, Serge Ibaka, Chewbacca, Waka Flocka. Lakers of five.
Waka Flocka.
He said, Waka Flocka. Lakers of five.
I don't know. I honestly don't know who's going to win in this series. I'm going to go with, I don't really trust Boston like that. But I'm gonna say they get it done. So I'm gonna go Boston, and if it goes to seven, I got the Mavs in game seven. I just got Luka and Kyrie in the game seven. So I'll say Boston in six.
I got Boston in six too. I think it comes with fatigue. I think it's gonna come down to. I mean, the Lakers have lost how many this playoff? What? Two? The
Lakers.
Not Lakers, excuse me. Celtics, my bad. I'm thinking about Shannon. What was it, two?
Yeah.
lost two games.
I think it's gonna come down to fatigue. I think Boston gonna take it in six.
Do you think? Well, I guess everybody can give their prediction first. Go ahead, Jalen.
I really don't know, bro. I really don't know because I think the Mavs are hot now. I think Luka's rolling. He's the leading scorer. I think Kyrie has been here before and he knows what it takes in the game situations, ABC. But I also think Boston has been the best team all year. But they haven't played anybody. So, and in game seven, I do like that take, the Kyrie and Luka, because they just, they feel like, I feel like they just control the game better.
If it's a one game do or die situation,
I might go to Mavs. I don't know. I'll be happy if either team win, but if I had to make a pick non-biasedly, I just feel like the Mavs have showed me more in the in this run to the finals.
Go ahead.
I wouldn't be surprised if either of one. I think it will go to six or seven minimum. Like, I don't think anybody's just gonna skate. But six or seven, I'll probably go Mavs and seven, to be real, if I had to make one.
I like, I'm not the biggest Jason Tatum fan or Boston fan. I like Jaylen Brown, but I feel like a lot of people have been saying like this road for them has been easy, so they have no real struggle. But that's only kind of sticking it to this year. This same core been together for like the last 6 years, and they've been this deep. They've been this deep every year, so they do have the experience. And
I was more saying like the mindset of this year, just like basically cruising and stuff, and like not really like they some of the games they've been pushed, but like it was people on the other side. You really can't take away from it. I mean, they got the number one seed, and the cookies crumbled how they did. But I mean, they did win 60 games this year. Like, they're good. They're gonna be all right.
I got a hot take. I think if Boston wins the championship this year, then Jrue Holiday is a Hall of Famer, because that will be two rings. I think it's really two.
All three would have the same exact reaction to that one.
Say it again.
I said all three. Me, Jalen, and May all had the same reaction when you said that.
What? Oh,
no, I didn't have that reaction. I was trying to think. I had to think.
I just think. I think.
Maybe. NBA, I mean, anybody gets in. If Kyle Lowry get in the NBA, I'm an all.
Yeah.
If Kyle Lowry get in the Hall of Fame,
I'm not saying he ain't.
Why is Kyle Lowry getting Hall of Fame? Hold on.
He's the third best player in Raptors history.
And then the Raptors Hall of Fame. Why was it NBA
Hall of Fame? Yeah, NBA Hall of Fame is easy to get into. I just feel like Jrue is widely known in the NBA community, like for the players, and then the fans that have watched, that know basketball for real, know how good Jrue actually is offensively and defensively. And he'll have a couple all-stars that have two rings.
I don't know, bro.
Defensive team of the years. I think he got a couple team of the years, maybe like third team. But I just feel like later on, he'll be like one of those people like later on down the road, probably not the first ballot, but like later on down the road when they need.
They'll probably be like, I agree with that. Like maybe
when they need to fill in spots, and only people that's gonna remember him is our generation. Like, you know, people from 1960 still making it into the Hall of Fame now.
I'm trying to think of a comp for him, like an all-time comp, like a comparison for him from, like, back in the day.
What about Al Horford?
Yes.
Al Horford getting into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one ring?
Yeah, it would only be one.
I don't know. Al Horford got some – he got some hardware now. He's been on a lot of good teams.
Yeah.
And he's had a long career.
He has a super long career.
Hey,
maybe. I mean, the thing about Basketball Hall of Fame is it's not just the NBA Hall of Fame; it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. Mm. So, like, he won a national championship in college. I don't know if he's played on any international teams. I don't think he's American though.
He's like,
I think he's Dominican, if I'm not mistaken.
He's Dominican. He has I got it right here.
I know black.
We got two national championships, actually.
Yeah, I think they went back to back, didn't they?
Yeah, oh, he was on that Florida team, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was on the Florida team with
Noah.
Team Noah. Them, yeah.
But he got five All-Stars, an All-NBA third team, an All-NBA defensive second team, an All-Rookie team.
Where did Drew Holiday go to college at?
I think it was a small school, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see. Drew is kind of old, too. He's been in the league a long time.
Drew was on them old, them like before Embiid.
Yeah,
UCLA. He was on 2K11, I think.
He went to UCLA, that's where he went.
Yeah, UCLA. Yeah, he Drew was on the Sixers. He made the All-Star team on the Sixers when he was young. He made an All-Star team in 2013 and 2023.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Dang.
I don't know. He might.
So he'll be a two-time champ.
He's all to come down to like his hardware and stuff.
He'll be a two-time champ, two-time All-Star, three-time All-Defensive First Team, three-time All-Defensive Second Team, and a Sportsmanship Award. Those are
He's not gonna get off of stats. He's gonna get in off of like
impact
the voters. Just like the voters being like, I think he needs to be in.
Who even votes for this thing for NBA Hall of Fame?
I think Hall of Famers vote. Wait, no, Hall of Famers don't vote. What? Hey, I forgot. I think the media votes, of course.
I hate media vote things. Media polls, I hate them.
I think the media needs to be in there, but I think it needs to be a smaller percentage.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I hate when it's like dominated by the media. Like even in college football, the media poll is the stupidest poll.
There's an honors committee who votes on the Hall of Fame. 24 members. The honors committee consists of Hall of Famers, basketball executives, and administrators, members of the media, and other experts in the game of basketball. Whatever that means.
There's a I found this thing that has a Hall of Fame probability, and they got all time players, but on active, first off, Drew Holiday is, I guess this is how they rank it. He's the 43rd best right now.
Active player?
Yeah.
Oh wow,
that makes sense though. I mean, there's Hall of Famers in the league right now.
43 though? I don't think there's 43 Hall of Fame, 42 Hall of Famers above.
But I think they're ranking it by the percentage.
You're crazy. The top 10 players in the league right now are Hall of Famers. That's just
there's 30 more.
All right, and just to I'm gonna throw a couple of names that are ahead on just probability based on right now and I guess the future.
You might have put that list in the chat because I gotta see.
This should be a whole segment right here. It's like
you got Bam in front of him.
No,
you got Nikola Vucevic in front of him. Andre Drummond, DeAndre Jordan. You got Sabonis in front of him.
No,
Rudy Gobert, DeMar DeRozan. This is all probability. And look, for the active players, there's only 13 players with a 90% or higher chance. Everybody else is, it drops down real fast.
That makes sense. The 13 makes sense.
And guess what? Guess who's the 14th? Just the tie it off, man. Kyle Lowry. He's right outside.
Kyle Lowry's going to the Hall of Fame.
Shooter.
He's at an 85% chance, though.
He's going to the Hall of Fame.
DeMar's above him or below him?
He's above him. DeMar got a 46% chance.
Okay.
You said Drew had a 43?
No, Drew has a 0.007.
Oh, dang. Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you got the people like, obviously, the LeBrons and Stephs, and then you kind of get down to the next tier, which is like
the top five is LeBron. Wait,
you said Steph is on what tier?
Oh, this Steph is what the active on players. Number one. The top five
in Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Active players, the top five is LeBron, KD, Chris Paul, Steph, and then James Harden for active.
Yeah. And then you start getting into probably like the MVP, so like the
Jokic. Yeah, there's Russell, AD, Kane, Giannis, and Joker. That's the top 10.
Is there any like young players up there now?
The youngest one I see.
Halliburton or something?
Right, Luka.
Luka with a 41% chance.
And Luka's
getting in. Luka's getting in.
Luka's getting in.
If he retired right now, do you think he'll make the Hall of Fame?
If he wins this ring, yes.
Yes.
If he wins this ring, yes.
Bro, 6 years in the league, five first team All NBA.
Yeah,
that's insane in a row. in a row.
And they lucky he they throw MVP in for him this year.
He got more first team all first team all NBA first teams than Steph. Yeah. Which is crazy. Fair. Steph only got four.
Wow.
With all them guards.
Guards it's crazy. They gave Trey Young a higher chance of getting in into Holiday.
I don't know. I think that was a conversation enough to be had.
Trey Young, Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
Like Isaiah Thomas is higher than Drew Holiday?
Than Drew, yeah.
Hey.
Isaiah Thomas has a 7% chance.
All right. Thomas he had like two or three like really good years. And outside
he had one really trench. Good year.
Even Julius Randle was
ahead. But that year, they was calling like the next. I mean, IT was going off that year.
But we should do a segment on this next episode. I like that.
Yeah.
After that 10, I know it is a that's I feel like after the MVP stuff, that's when you start getting into like the Robins.
Yeah. Probably.
So like the Kyrie's, maybe the AD Kyrie type of players.
Kyrie's 12, Kawhi 13, Kyle Lowry 14, then Draymond, then Kevin Love, then Jimmy.
Where AD at?
AD is 7 with a
Oh, okay.
They still got him a 99% chance, though. Like, the top chance. Four are all 1,000. Like, it's booked.
Yeah.
And then James Harden starts it off with 99.9999.
Is Jason Tatum?
James Harden is definitely 100. I'm sorry.
Is Jason Tatum a Hall of Famer if he retired right now?
No, but he's 25th with 17%.
If he wins a ring, is he a Hall of Famer?
Nah.
You don't think so?
He had to get some more individual stuff, I guess.
He don't have nothing individually.
He got the same thing as Luka.
What he got, like two first team All-NBA?
I got like four of them.
You don't have the same
four.
Thing. Four is crazy.
Luka's stats are insane, too.
That, too. But you know Luka's leading the playoffs in almost every stat?
Jason Tatum been the best player
of the best. I believe it.
East for like the last 4 or 5 years. Huh? Since Giannis. Jason Tatum got 5 All-Stars, All-Star Game MVP. He got 3 first teams.
Well, for some reason, people just hate Jason Tatum.
Because he should be doing more than what he – I mean, he's doing good. But
he's
like,
good. He just ain't no dog, but yeah. I don't hate him.
I think Jason Tatum, and I guess this goes back to the topic, but Jason Tatum is a prisoner of his own success, I think.
Yeah.
Because he's been at the top for so long in the East and hasn't gotten it done, we just kind of tired of it. I think it's kind of like a Josh Allen thing. Mm. It's like you are – when you always at the top, but you're just not getting it done, you like – people start forgetting how good you really are.
That's what would have happened to KD had he not left. If he would have stayed in OKC and not got over the hump and kept going where he was, this same thing would have happened to him.
That would have been his fault, though.
I don't know. I feel like KD – was at a different tier though. We would have seen him differently than we see Tatum. Because at this point,
Katie was like the third best player in the league.
I was about to say, what you talking about?
The furthest. That's the furthest you could have possibly been.
Yeah, Tatum is an argument. He might be like top. I think his highest is 5. Somebody could put him as probably 5 right now. KD at that time was like Jalen just said, probably 3.
3's lowest.
He had to play the Dougie when he scored. All right, what's the next topic?
Is CJ Stroud already a top 5 quarterback?
Okay, all right. I put this in there because I'm listening.
This is not a Lamar topic, bro.
I was listening to First Things First. And, two reasons. CJ named his top 5 player, his top 5 QBs. CJ himself. He said it was based off last year, but it didn't make sense because his top 5 last year was Mahomes. And in this order, it was Mahomes, Lamar, himself, Dak, and then Jalen Hurts. And if it was based on last year, Jalen Hurts shouldn't be in there at all.
That's the only thing I would disagree with, though.
But then on First Things First, they started talking about, Nick Wright specifically was like, he started naming his top 5. And I didn't think it was an argument that Lamar wasn't top 5 anymore. Like, at least top 5. I think he's number 2. But at least top 5. And Nick said, I think he had, I forgot his order, but he had Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, CJ, and somebody else. I forgot who else he had in there. But Lamar, he said Lamar is not top five, whatever the case. So I just wanted to ask y'all, is CJ a top five QB?
We'll see how he does this year and then talk to me. I can't speak off one good season.
That's how I feel. My thing is always consistency.
You might have been top five last season. Congratulations. We're not top five of all time.
I like CJ. Don't get me wrong. I like CJ. I said because we played him in his first game, the Ravens, and I said, watch out for the Texans because they played us really well in that first game. So I like CJ, but I think the fact that they had low expectations at the beginning of last year helped them out.
Their schedule. People always like negate like scheduling.
Yeah.
Like they had a terrible schedule. Of course they were gonna beat up on all of the teams.
I got a question about the top fives. Is this like a fluid list? Like are we just basing this off like basically recency bias, like what we just saw, or we adding a year prior, two years prior?
I mean, when you're talking about top five in general, I always just kind of think of everything. And so it depends on what you view as, like, how you prioritize stuff. Like, is stats a big thing for you? Is it wins? Is it accolades? Like, it's just, I think it's just a mix of everything based off of how you prioritize the different aspects of what you're ranking. Is how I see it. Does that answer your question?
Give me a better understanding.
I just need consistency. I need more than one season to say someone is a top five.
I agree too.
CJ's only had one season so far, so.
No, and that's fine, but you cannot.
That's her point.
Yeah.
No, you had one good season. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, you can't to me.
Yeah, I don't think any rookie, unless they come out and completely dominate the year, win a Super Bowl, can jump right in the top five after their rookie season.
Yeah, I was hoping he was going to say Super Bowl.
Did he say?
Unless you're a rookie that's like, nah, not even. Like, if Caleb come out and win a Super Bowl, then he's definitely in the top five. But I wouldn't.
Depending on how he plays too, I think.
He can't get carried.
Yeah,
I don't think somebody that's in Caleb's situation who's a number one pick would. I mean, of course, they built their team up more for him, but I don't think that team's good enough to carry him.
No, I think so.
To be playing bad, to overcome him playing bad.
For Caleb, I had a take too, and I was talking with my coworker friend. I think Caleb's gonna lead. He's gonna lead the league in interception. Just watching some of his clips from OTAs, whatever his camp this year. He's going to lead the league in interceptions here. Watch. I guarantee he is.
He's just going to start slinging the ball?
I don't think he's going to get out of that college mode. He came from Lincoln Riley. All they know is throwing the ball. All he knows is run around, scramble around the place and make something happen. You can't do that in the NFL. Like, DNs out there that's running 4.5s and 4.6s. Like, you're not facing.
I don't know, man. Josh Allen's still in the league.
I mean.
Who is the Bears coach?
The Bears.
Eberflus.
Josh Allen though, his first year, he led the league in picks too. His whole thing was turnovers and stuff.
I don't think Josh Allen will be too bad in picks this year, only because I think they'll run the ball more this year.
They have to. They ain't got nobody to throw it to.
So I think that's he won't unless he comes out and be like, when he gets the chance to throw, he's just letting it go.
I only said Josh Allen just because, like, I was being facetious, of course, but like, just because I don't see Caleb. I think if they see Caleb go out there and start doing too much, I'm like, okay,
you gotta chill out, dude.
I feel like he's the type to OD. Yeah.
I mean, they got a lot of pressure. I mean, he got a lot of pressure. I mean, he was the number one pick. They already was questioning because he ain't do no NFL draft workout or anything. So he comes to the season, so all eyes are going to be on him at that point. So that's why I said I think he built for that.
Yeah. Him just personally, just him built for that.
Yeah. I mean, he did well USC. I mean, he kind of had the same. I mean, that's thing. He was the whole team.
That's LA. That's LA right there, and he's already been the best quarterback, quote unquote, for the past 2 years anyway.
So I guess back to the original topic. Who do y'all think is a top five in no order? Top five quarterbacks.
Lamar's in there.
You already know one's a given.
Lamar,
Burrow's in there. I still think Josh Allen's in there.
Can we keep Burrow?
I put Josh Allen over Burrow. I would
talk to him, Malin.
Can we keep Burrow in there?
No,
for
I don't
right
think
now?
You can. I don't think you can.
I don't know that we can.
Can't keep Burrow in.
Can't keep Burrow in there.
If you take out that one season, that one. If we want to talk about recent success, you take out that one season he had. Is he a top five quarterback?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I mean, you can take,
year
you can
after
take
the
out
Super
that
Bowl
one season
wasn't the best.
No. Take out his whole thing is based off of one game, not one season. He beat Mahomes one time in the playoffs to make the Super Bowl. And his narrative, has
he
been
got aura. He got aura, bro. That's right.
He got aura. But his narrative has been based off of that one game. Like when everybody always, like all the time.
I mean, Josh Allen's was too.
If his was a loss, though. Everybody always listen to, you know, all the topics are always who's going to take down Mahomes in the AFC. And everybody that says Burrow is because their only thing is because he did it already.
So and do y'all think that Dak Prescott is better than Joe Burrow?
No.
And Dak Prescott is better than Joe Burrow?
No. I'm not going to lie.
Who you about to say, man? What you about to say?
Look.
Dak Prescott can't be lower than like 8.
Yeah, no.
That's what I'm saying. And Dak put up some stats for real. And but look, when you if you're sitting there and you and
just
you
really say it, dude.
Look for a quarterback though. What does Joe Burrow do that exactly just like jumps off the page?
Thank you.
Nothing. So with being said, I'm not gonna say
y'all criteria. Like some people don't care about that.
They running, they having a neck and neck race. If we be
honest. When's the last time Joe Burrow played
y'all can't
season?
You can't ask that question though. Y'all cannot ask that.
Wait, we don't know where
you
going.
When's the last
ask?
Time Joe yeah. Burrow played a full season without two number one wide receivers?
Ooh. All right, that ain't
you really
not,
can't.
Not
you
fair.
Cannot ask that question, bro.
The one time he did recently was his rookie year. He got hurt. So
you can't even really count it.
I'll take that's
you
what I'm
can't
saying.
Count
I'll,
that either.
I'll take that one out because he tore his ACL. But
you're gonna count. You're about to count the five games he played last year too. You can't count that either.
What do you mean? Yes, you can count that.
The games he
no,
did
you
play,
can.
Yeah. The games
he
did
play.
You can count that.
He could have redeemed himself.
Huh?
He could have not. He could have. He had to. He would have had the opportunity to redeem himself if he had played after that. Is what I'm saying. Because you can't just judge him from a whole season. I'm not a Joe Burrow fan. I'm just saying.
You can't judge him from a whole season. What do you mean?
I'm saying. If I don't think that you can count last year because he only played a certain amount of games. I'm saying if he would have played the whole season, he would have had a chance to redeem himself.
So if we're taking that same logic, then why can't we call him a top five quarterback if he rarely finishes his seasons? Like we and that let's
I mean,
just say we
mean,
don't have a larger sample size. He say he is. So why?
I mean, that's your opinion.
Top five at that point.
If that's your criteria, then that's your criteria.
Because that's what everybody goes to with if you get hurt too much, because when Tua plays, when Tua healthy, Tua be the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, absolutely.
but you know, he can't never be on the field, so we take that away from him. And honestly,
so we know the top two. We know the top two. It's Mahomes and Lamar, if we being honest.
Yeah.
So it's really who's rounding out the three, the last three.
Jalen's in it.
Who?
Jalen Hurts is in it.
All right. Let's calm down.
He's not Jamie. Jalen
was on the train with the 1 year season, and we saw how he looked last year.
Hey, if you take away that little tush push, Jalen Hurts stats don't look that
You're
good.
You're always trying to take something away.
Because that's what you kind of got to do to filter everything out. And
but like,
you know who
but
I
but
think
like that's
top
that's,
five
that's
right
never
now?
A fair assessment, though. To take something out is never a fair assessment.
But you know who
I like,
think
you
is top
can't,
five?
You can't take it out.
I mean,
not even the
count to push to him though. Like,
I just think Jalen Hurts has only had one good season,
exactly.
Like, ever.
Like his season last year wasn't great, and if we go, he didn't look like he looked that best season.
He didn't.
You know who ran off two back to back years. But Purdy did.
He did. He did. I said I like Purdy. I told you I like Purdy.
Hey, so I and so I hate to say it. I think he's rounding out the top five.
I know I'm not
Purdy. Here.
My you internet might, messed up. I think he's running
out top five right now.
No, I know. I know. I hear the word Purdy right now. My internet messing up.
You what?
Can you
hear me? You okay?
I was about to say your camera froze, but we hear you.
Yeah. But,
barely.
I can hear anything. All I heard is Purdy and then top five. Are y'all arguing he is?
Yeah. That's your friend.
Who said Purdy's top five?
He's rounded. He is number five right now.
Listen,
he isn't, bro. Listen, if Purdy is top five, it's not because of Purdy. It's because of that system. That's why he's
Do we all like consistency? Is that something? Me and Jamie said we like consistency. What about y'all three?
He's been consistent. His only 2 years starting, right?
Because CJ, we got to see another year for it to be called consistency. Justin Herbert's clearly not consistent, at least in terms of the winning football. Trevor Lawrence is awful, I think. Who else will be in the fifth place conversation?
You can maybe like, Dak. Consistency is a great criteria, but like this whole judging top five, it's a juggling. It's a juggle. That's what it is. You can't base it off of just one thing. Like consistency is a great thing. I think that should be up there, but you got to look at the whole picture and stuff. Tell you. Outside, I mean, because Purdy's consistent right now. But back to what I think was it, Malin, did you say it or did Jalen say it? One of y'all said, is there anything about Burrow that jumps off the screen when you watch him? Is there anything that jumps off the screen about Purdy when y'all watch that?
I don't think that doesn't matter, bro.
It jumps off the screen for me?
What?
I know this is a weak stat or attribute or whatever, but. He is definitely more poised than a lot of quarterbacks in the league right now, and you need that. He definitely has more control, and he can maneuver the pocket, and he makes the deep and intermediate throws.
Brady didn't jump off the screen, if you're being honest, in anything.
He didn't
jump off the screen from 2007, bro.
And you know who else who I'm fighting for the top five with? I probably could replace Purdy with him if I wanted to. Stafford. Stafford is a top five quarterback, whether you like it or not. I just hate to say it.
Somebody said that. Was it CJ? Somebody was talking about CJ
Stroud. CJ did say he's a fan of Stafford.
He likes Stafford.
I like Stafford too, but I think Stafford it's still a thing of like I think it's kind of like a he went. I don't know. I just don't know with Stafford.
Stafford's always been consistent. No matter where he's been, he's always been consistent, though. Like, even with the Lions, like, they may have sucked, but Stafford was always, like, the only good thing they had going.
It's just like sometimes Stafford's play affects the game. Sometimes it doesn't. So it's just like the way his play affects the game is inconsistent to me. Because he can have a big game and they would lose by 20. You wouldn't even know it. That he had a big game, or he got a big game and they win by 20. And it's like, okay, I guess that's based on Aaron Donald the past couple years. But I don't know.
Quarterbacks, we should probably go over to the next one.
Go ahead.
Which of these two careers would you rather have, Eli Manning or Aaron Rodgers? Please discuss amongst yourselves.
Who put this topic?
I
put it in there because I wanted to see it was I heard it today on a couple of shows and it was a good they had a good discussion about it so I want to see what y'all think.
By the way, if y'all got any problem with topics, I want you to know that I ain't say any of these things.
Did CJ
nobody said they had a problem with anything?
Did CJ
y'all used to be getting on me about it? Like,
no, you'll know when I have a problem with them.
Did CJ say something about it? I heard about it.
CJ did. CJ said.
CJ said something about it. I saw it on.
He said, "I want rings, so I'll pick up Eli."
I saw it on Colin Cowherd, and I think I saw it on
more ring.
Sports.
I mean, I know that's crazy, but
let me read this for y'all. I searched this up before the game for the podcast. I'm gonna reach y'all to some of the head-to-head stats. So, first off, head-to-head.
What's the question again?
Would you take Aaron Rodgers' career or Eli Manning's career?
Career versus career. Okay, go ahead.
So, head-to-head, facing each other, they face each other four times. Aaron Rodgers has that 3-1. They're both tied in the playoffs.
That means nothing.
Yeah, but listen to all these stats. Listen to all these stats. Career. They both had roughly the same amount of games. Eli Manning played about 5 more games in his career than Aaron Rodgers so far. Now I'm just going to list out the ones that who's winning what. And quarterback average, Aaron Rodgers. And quarterback, I think that's the QBR rating, Aaron Rodgers. Completion percentage, Aaron Rodgers. Passing yards, Aaron Rodgers. Passing yards attempts, Aaron Rodgers. Passing yards per game, Aaron Rodgers. Passing touchdowns, Aaron Rodgers. That's about like over 100 touchdowns too. Interceptions, less interceptions, Aaron Rodgers. Rating, Aaron Rodgers. Rushing yards, Aaron Rodgers. Rushing touchdowns, Aaron Rodgers.
Are these
championships, here's where it comes. Championships, Eli Manning. Super Bowl MVPs, Eli Manning. Pro Bowls, Aaron Rodgers. All Pros, Aaron Rodgers. AP MVP, 4, Aaron Rodgers. Eli Manning, none. There's only 2 categories that Eli Manning.
I think we knew all of that already, though.
Yeah, that was
no brainer. But like, that's why I didn't understand why. I mean, I thought CJ was
trying to be
different at that point.
I think that's like the point of the question is.
I think it goes back to what you value.
I think the question is, would you rather be good longer and more consistently, or would you rather have won a couple times? I'd rather be
and
good.
And beat the GOAT. And beat the GOAT twice.
I'd rather be good longer. I'd rather be Aaron Rodgers. Plus, everybody makes fun of Eli anyway.
I didn't know he had a personality like that.
I'd be crying in the corner if I was Eli. See, there is another meme. There they go again.
I'm assuming we're just taking money out of it. Because if money is a part of it, then I'll take Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is still, I mean, whoever, it doesn't matter. Either both of them are still making plenty of money.
Well, let's just start off by saying I would never want to be either of these persons. Because Aaron Rodgers is just weird. And
we're not talking about being the personality, Tobias.
I'm just putting that out there. Let's say that. I wouldn't want to be either one of them.
Tobias, pick a career.
I'm gonna have to go with A-Rod, I guess. And plus, A-Rod isn't over right now, so A-Rod could very well win a Super
Bowl. His career is over.
He's probably not going to win another one.
Is there any way that? Okay, I got 2 questions. One is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer?
He'll end up being one, I'm sure.
No, like he isn't
because his name is Manning.
He didn't even have an All Pro. He never had an All Pro.
But he was also in the league the same time as Tom Brady and his brother.
Right.
I'm not an Eli fan, but just throw it out there. Yeah,
but he was
Let's say he's going to make the Hall of Fame, and we know Aaron Rodgers is going to make the Hall of Fame. But now my other question is Aaron Rodgers, is there any way, anything that he can do at this point in his career to put him as the GOAT, or at least in the GOAT conversation?
Who, Aaron Rodgers? No.
Yeah. No. So then, if both of them are at the end of their careers, Hall of Famers, and neither one of them is looked at as a GOAT or in the GOAT conversation, but Eli has more rings, then you might want to go Eli because at least he accomplished. Because 30 years down the line, I mean, let's say past our generation, the generation that didn't see neither one of these two play, we're going to just. We're just gonna know as both these two, it's gonna be these two Hall of Famers. We know Eli got 2 and Aaron got 1.
I still think they'll know Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but we have the burden of proof right now. Like we watched both of them play.
Exactly.
I think the only thing
20, 30 years down the line, I don't think we'll say, I mean, we'll be like, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is better than Eli, but if they're both in the Hall of Fame, it's just like
yeah, but like that's from a perspective of you not being them. The question is about you being them. In 20, 30 years, who are you still going to want to be?
You're not going to.
Doesn't matter. They're both going to finish at the same level.
No, they're like, not.
That's not true.
Unless Aaron Rodgers turned into.
It's like saying the valedictorian is the person last in the class is going to be the same person.
All right.
Valedictorian is the GOAT. Valedictorian, we're talking about if a person is
okay. If it's the team,
it's like the valedictorian. You walk on a bus with the top 15 best quarterbacks of all time, and then Eli and Aaron both walk on it at the same time. Who you think they're gonna laugh off?
Getting pushed off the bus.
Eli's still getting laughed off.
Yeah,
That's only if you have one more spot. We're not talking about that. We're talking about if anybody could just get on the bus.
I'm talking about they can both get on, but like it's the respect thing from their fellow quarterbacks. Who do you respect more?
Who cares about that?
That's part of what you play for.
Are you about to pick Eli?
I'm just trying to give a different side of it. Because it's like, unless Aaron Rodgers can win two or three more Super Bowls by the end of his career and be up there with Brady, Montana, Mahomes, and that position of accolades and GOAT conversation.
He's not there, but he in the role right below.
Can I ask y'all a question with this? Where does Aaron Rodgers rank in your modern era quarterback? In this modern era of quarterbacks?
Like 4 or 5.
Where does modern era start? Because that means...
It's 2000.
All right, starts in 2000?
Oh, no, because then you got to...
4 or 5.
I'm thinking more of like what we grew up like watching. What we grew up watching consistently. Oh, internet.
Okay, so like Tom and Peyton.
I thought of playing that.
What happened?
Is Big Ben modern?
Face was like
Tobias.
Big Ben counts, yes.
Yeah, what y'all say?
Is Big Ben modern?
Yeah, Big Ben. Yeah. Big Ben's modern.
Well,
Big
Drew Brees is in there. Peyton Manning's in there.
Yeah, Peyton Manning. I don't think Brett Favre is modern. I think like he's almost there.
We're probably going to assume this because Brees is also
Brett Favre came in the league in the early 90s,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, he not modern. I think.
But Brett Favre did play to like 2011, though.
Is that, that's why
he's still not. Just because you play in an era doesn't mean you're in the era.
Romo's in that era.
Yeah. Tony Romo is. Romo's in modern era.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is top 5 in a modern quarterback.
Wait, so, all right. Just to go back for eras, is LeBron not in this era? Like, which era is LeBron in?
LeBron is.
He spans multiple.
LeBron's not in this era. Like, this is not LeBron's era.
Okay. I like that.
So, that, all right. I just needed that clarification. All right. Yo. So, all right. Brett Favre can't be in here. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
But Brett Favre.
So, who you got for
that's not the same thing.
So,
but I mean, it kind of is. It's not. Brett Favre is not the greatest all time, but he played for a long time. Like, well, I guess Tom Brady's main era would be the 2010s, though. So
he's still in that era of people we grew up watching.
Yeah.
We're giving it a 20-year window, not 10. Era,
look, if Tom Brady, whoever played with Tom Brady, let's say that. Because Tom Brady's a good.
I mean, 2000, bro. 2000 modern, ahead. If you came in the league from 2000 and ahead.
Yeah. All right. So whoever played with Tom Brady, like, how would you have Aaron Rodgers rank where you said top 5?
Like 5.
He's definitely top 5. Too.
So, but are you including Mahomes?
No.
No, we're talking like the middle era.
Mahomes came towards the later end of that.
Yeah, we're not talking about
Aaron Rodgers is definitely top 5 then.
I think he's top 5.
Gronk. He's top 5.
I got like A-Rod. I mean, I got like just in no order, like A-Rod, Brady, Manning.
What's your point, though? Why'd you ask the question?
I just want because we're judging like whose career would you want. I mean, we're saying that A-Rod's a top 5 in the modern era right there. And then y'all think Eli's top 5?
No.
That's my point. That's the answer right there. Is Aaron?
Win doesn't mean that much to me.
But I feel like so I guess my point.
If we're talking top. He's not even on my list, and he's won.
Yeah, like
my point was more so of like, and I would probably choose Aaron Rodgers' career too. But I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. If my point was in 20 or 30 years down the line. If Aaron Rodgers and Eli Manning, if they're both in the Hall of Fame, it's just going to be looked at as two like top two Hall of Fame quarterbacks. I'll just say that. I mean, yeah, we'll remember Aaron Rodgers a little bit better, but after our generation, it's going to be just Eli Manning and Aaron Rodgers. And
we really
they're going to know Eli Manning probably more, one, because of his name, and then two, because he beat Brady twice. And especially if Aaron Rodgers don't win another one. We gonna remember him as just he won his ring early and then couldn't get over the hump for the next 20 years of his career. So it's just, I just think by the time it gets to that point where we don't, the context is no longer there, then they'll be on the same level, if that makes sense.
I don't know. I think there's still.
I don't agree with you.
Aaron Rodgers probably has a better.
They're definitely not on the same level, though.
I do not agree.
Really more of a highlight reel from Aaron Rodgers, and people, younger generations, will still know Aaron Rodgers' game more. They might know Eli Manning's name more.
I'm gonna put it like this.
I think you like wins and accolades. I think you put that above most anything.
I'm just saying.
Mainly, you want to hear something crazy? What? I just may consider. If he keeps doing what he's doing, I may consider putting Brock Purdy much more over Eli Manning. If he keeps doing his trick, he plays how he hurt, right, you know. Bro.
That's you. Now you see. That's what I be talking about, bro.
I make. I'm sorry. Y'all can call him what you want, but I call him the better quarterback. I may call Brock Brady better quarterback than Eli Manning.
So basically, no, what you're saying is
listen, Eli Manning has like every 12
quarterbacks playing right now.
You want to have the franchise quarterback conversation again?
Listen, if. Hey, all y'all have played against Eli Manning. All y'all teams play against Eli Manning.
Right? Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, get in, Jalen.
Wait, what'd you say, Dave? What'd you say?
Is Eli Manning a franchise quarterback? Is Eli Manning a franchise quarterback?
He was a franchise.
Yes or no?
That's and guess what franchise I was? The Giants. And what is that franchise?
It's 2024.
The Giants.
I don't think.
Oh, wait.
Think
if we put Eli Manning in his prime here, right now, you say.
No, no. He was just saying that if you were to put Brock Purdy over Eli, then you would have to admit that Brock Purdy's a franchise quarterback. That's all he's doing.
I don't think Purdy has played long enough for us to have this conversation.
That's what I said. I don't know why he even said that.
Yeah, I don't know why he brought that up. That was
doing
crazy.
What he's doing, if he keeps doing what he's doing.
But I don't think he's played enough to even say keep doing what he's doing.
Yeah, he hasn't even played well enough to say if he keeps doing what he's doing.
No, not well enough. I'm saying long enough.
Brock Purdy's game scares me more than Eli play. Brock Purdy's game scares me more than Eli Manning. Eli Manning, every time we've
hit they were undefeated, Tobias.
Who?
They were undefeated to the Super Bowl.
Who, the 49ers?
The Patriots. And he beat them. The only team in
nothing scare me about Eli Manning's game. Nothing.
I mean, you're right, because if you go, especially that first Super Bowl with Eli, if you just break it down, they held the best offense probably ever to 17 points.
No, like, come on, bro.
I'm just saying. So it definitely had way less to do with Eli than it did their team. But, hey, he was still the quarterback.
I heard like 5 words you said, but it lost. When you say Eli is worse than Brock Purdy, then I agree with you.
You kind of crazy though. So basically, what you're saying is right now, if Eli was playing today, he would be like a top 17.
He would literally put like this.
If Eli and Brock Purdy were on the same team right now,
Eli's
right now, Brock Purdy, you have a good argument. Put Brock Purdy over. There's nothing special. What's so special about Eli Manning? Like, what can
nobody argue for him?
Special about Eli Manning? Other than he beat Tom Brady. That's it. That's all we got is he beat Tom Brady twice.
I see. I agree with you, Tobias, actually. But I still feel like Purdy hasn't. I'm assuming you're talking about Eli in his prime.
Yes.
And I don't think you can say Birdie hasn't hit his prime yet. So at least I don't think so.
And
so,
for all we know, this could be his prime.
Yeah. So I don't know if I don't think we can make the comparison yet. Like give Purdy 2, because he's only played 2 years. So give him like 2 or 3 more years, and then we can have that conversation, like the real conversation.
You remember when I told y'all? Look, I had what I say? Brock. Did I say Brock Purdy's like grits with no seasoning or something like that?
That's so crazy.
Then I don't know what Eli Manning is at that point. He's just the grits with no water or something like
he's
that.
He's just the third best quarterback in his family. My bad.
Oh, that's crazy.
He might be the fourth. He might be the
fourth. That's crazy.
And he's still gonna make the Hall of Fame.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't a beast Eli fan, but we talking about him like he like Trent Dilfer or something.
Yeah, like bro, like
he's still
okay. So then when I was comparing him to Aaron Rodgers, y'all, that's what y'all was doing.
No.
Rodgers,
but Aaron Rodgers is one of the best ever. If
you're playing Devil's Advocate, y'all started attacking me.
Hold on, man. Sometimes Devil's Advocate is like so far gone.
Wait, what breaks I'm pumping?
Pump. One Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks ever to play?
Yes.
Now I see him with Reed. We throwing a GOAT turnaround to him. No.
Did I say that? Did I say GOAT?
Yeah, it's the same thing. One of the best.
It's not.
That's not the same thing.
It's not. It's not the same thing at all.
GOAT and one of the best ever.
The best quarterback ever. Is that not one of the best? The touch the football.
Okay, I get you. I got different terminology. When I was talking about one of the GOATs. I have several. GOATs.
You don't understand what GOAT actually means.
Thank you. That's the greatest of all time.
That's not even. You can't even say that. Like GOAT is just one person.
The you GOAT is one person, but one of the GOATs. Is several person one of the greatest?
Just saying what I said, but making it harder. Like,
yeah, but I'm saying he's not that. I'm saying Aaron Rodgers is not one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. There's too many.
If there's
If there's too many, then he's definitely in there.
All of the quarterbacks ever, he's one of the greatest of all time.
I don't know. I don't know if he's one of the greatest. He is a great quarterback.
Okay, you good.
I'm about to ask you a list real quick. Give me five of your goats.
Listen, I know Aaron Rodgers ain't in the top five.
I ain't asking that. Give me five of yours.
I don't know what it is. I know Aaron Rodgers ain't one of them.
He got to be because you can't name him.
Do you think Big Ben is higher ranked than Aaron Rodgers all time?
I thought about this. I think Aaron Rodgers, put like this, I think Ben had a better career, in my opinion, but I think Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback. That's how I look at it.
And that's what it is for majority of the players that you probably have ahead of him.
Yeah, that's probably because the only thing that holds Aaron Rodgers back really is
you don't have
the
enough range, bro. If we said in 2012 or when did they win 2013 or what year was that?
Then they won 2011, I think.
2011. If we said in 2011 that he's going to retire with one ring, someone said you was on drugs.
Hey, for real.
If we're taking consideration of everything, even though he didn't win a ring, I might take Vic over Aaron Rodgers.
All right, bro. Scripture.
Come on now. Let's be real. If Vic never got that conviction,
but it happened.
If he never got that conviction,
it happened.
Vic was gonna be the next big thing. No, they are not gonna lie about this though.
It happened in history.
Vic never got the conviction.
Vic would have been there.
Hey, if AB never went crazy, he'd be the second best wide receiver of all time.
If Carson Wentz never would have got hurt, he would have two Super Bowls right now. Is that what we're saying?
We took it too far now.
No, you took it too far, like
you
always.
Take it too far, and then we take it.
All right. We're keeping it interesting.
We're going to the scripture. It's 9 o'clock. Let's go.
Yeah, you're right about that. We're gonna go from
the heating me up at the end of the podcast like that.
First Chronicles 29:11. And it says, "Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thy kingdom, O Lord, thou art exalted as head above all." That was a scripture of the day.
Amen.
He's praising God. There you go. All right, people. Well, we had a very, very good podcast today. Let us know y'all thoughts, considerations. What's your takes? Who's your top five? Who's your top five modern quarterbacks of this era? Your top five GOATs of all time. And we're gonna see. Let's settle this in the comments. All right. Until next week, we'll see y'all. Hit the like button, subscribe button, follow us on Apple Maps, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, everything.
You never heard of me?
See you next time. Peace.